In the taxi, Shagun flattened the thick wad with unsteady hands. "What is that, Mama?" asked Ruhi, taking her thumb out of her mouth. "Nothing, beta. Let Mama read." The thumb went back, and Ruhi returned her gaze to the city. "Petitioner, Mr. Raman Kaushik. Respondent, Mrs. Shagun Kaushik. Flip, flip to the end. What did he want? If only, only a divorce. But no, his meanness made that impossible. Ah, here it was. That, for the reasons stated above, the petitioner's prayer was that the two minor children be restored to their father's custody." Back went Shagun to the reasons mentioned above. She had guessed they would be awful, but this awful? One affair changed into licentiousness from the day they married. Her own mother turned into a procuress, her uncaring nature in full display as she abandoned her children to cohabit with Ashok Khanna. Exposure to him threatened the minor's psychological well-being. She herself was an evil moral influence. The paper slid from her lap to the taxi floor. "What is it, Mama?" She could not answer. The child shook her arm. "Mama, Mama, what is it?" "It is a little message from your father. He is trying to kill me." The grip on her arm tightened. "You must never see him or go to him, even if he calls you. He is a bad, bad man." Ruhi looked down. The mother gazed at the bits of scalp that showed through the fine hair of her daughter's bent head. She put an arm around her. "Never leave me, darling, never." And the child bobbed reassuringly against her shoulder.